If you have a copy of the Word of God, turn with me in them to the book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 5. And we go to Hebrews as we have been for the past couple weeks, and look there at chapter 5, verse 11 through chapter 6, verse 12. Hebrews chapter 5, starting in verse 11, this is the Word of God. Concerning Him we have much to say, and it is hard to explain since you have become dull of hearing. He's talking here of Jesus as high priest. For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you have need again for someone to teach you the elementary principles of the oracles of God, and you have come to need milk and not solid food. For everyone who partakes only of milk is not accustomed to the word of righteousness, for he is an infant. But solid food is for the mature, who because of practice have their senses trained to discern good and evil. Therefore, leaving the elementary teaching about the Christ, let us press on to maturity, not laying again a foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, of instruction about washing and laying on of hands, and the resurrection of the dead and eternal judgment. And this we will do if God permits. For in the case of those who have once been enlightened and have tasted the heavenly gift and have been made partakers of the Holy Spirit and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the age to come and then have fallen away, it is impossible to renew them again to repentance, since they again crucified to themselves the Son of God and put Him to open shame. For ground that drinks the rain which often falls on it and brings forth vegetation useful to those for whose sake it is also tilled receives a blessing from God. But if it yields thorns and thistles, it is worthless and close to being cursed, and it ends up being burned. But, beloved, we are convinced of better things concerning you and things that accompany salvation, though we are speaking in this way. For God is not unjust so as to forget your work and the love with which you have shown toward His name in having ministered and in still ministering to the saints. And we desire that each one of you show that same diligence so as to realize the full assurance of hope until the end, so that you will not be sluggish, but imitators of those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Well, that is the word of God from Hebrews chapter 5 through 6. In the midst of now, we've seen as Jesus' work as a high priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek, is much greater than the priest and the high priest who came before him according to the order of Aaron. And here, in that context, have we seen Jesus' work as the high priest, the great high priest, comes a warning. The third warning in the book of Hebrews, the first was in chapter 2, the second was at the end of chapter 3, and here the third in the verses we have read this morning, verses chapter 5, verse 11 through 6, 12. It's a warning here for all of you to beware of spiritual stagnation, remaining in as an immature, a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. That should be a warning to you. The end of chapter 5 just shows that those he is writing to have failed to progress in the faith. They're still drinking of that spiritual milk. They haven't moved on to the solid food. They haven't moved on to maturity. They should be, it says that they should be teachers by now, but they're still receiving teaching. The very fundamentals, they still have not grasped yet. It says here the elementary principles of God's Word. Verse 14 shows that they are unable to discern good from evil. Moving into chapter 6, he then says, therefore, leaving the elementary principles, holding to them, but moving past them, continuing in them, but moving past them, Christians move on to maturity, he says. And those elementary teachings, it shows, are these things. Repentance from dead works or useless rituals. faith in God, moving past beholding to instruction about baptism. Here it says baptisms, referring also not only to the Christian baptism, but perhaps Jewish washings, because he's speaking here to Jews. Fourth, pushing past the laying on of hands or ordination or consecration, moving past the resurrection of the dead, and even the judgment that awaits. The author here says you need to move past that. You should already have a good grasp of that. Those who have been Christians perhaps for a long time, you should already have a grasp of these things, and you should be moving on to maturity. And he says, if God permits. If it's God's will. And he gives the reasons why you should be moving on to maturity. In verses 4 through 8, because those who do not move on to maturity will fall away, or may. There is a greater opportunity for you to fall away. And those who don't mature will show themselves to be not genuine believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. They won't produce fruit. He's saying currently you may have outward manifestations. You look like a Christian. You talk like a Christian. He says, but if you fall away, you will show yourself as never a Christian in the first place. And so we have people in the church today, those who profess to be Christians and yet who are not. They are false believers. If such people do fall away, those who have been exposed to the spiritual things, those who have been experiencing the preaching of the word, the gathering of the saints and the fellowship with God's people, it will be that they have publicly rejected the gospel and have become hardened to it if they fall away. The author here clearly comes back to God's people then, after this warning. And it says, in contrast with such people who fall away, he says, but beloved, to clarify that those who fall away are not of God's people. He says, but beloved, verse 9. And through verse 12, the message to you Christians is that even you who are clearly God's children, you need to persevere earnestly. You must make an earnest attempt to persevere as a Christian. In the strength of Christ, obviously. By His Spirit, obviously. But he's saying here, you can't just sit back. Once you become a Christian, you can't just sit back and enjoy the ride. You can't just come to church every week and expect that you're just going to become greater and grow as a Christian or be sanctified. No, he says you need to persevere. You need to go on the offensive in some sense. Look at verse 10. It says, for God is not unjust so as to forget your work and the love which you have shown toward His name and having ministered and still ministering to the saints. Remember the call to worship. He says, therefore, in view of these mercies, offer your bodies as living sacrifices. That's what he's saying here. Move on to maturity. And perseverance is the evidence then, or the proof of saving faith. That saving faith then produces good works, like it says in James. That good works are not separated from, not accompany salvation. When you are saved, you will produce good works. And so he says in verse 11, we desire that each one of you show the same diligence so as to realize the full assurance of hope until the end. He exhorts you. And he says in verse 12, don't be sluggish. Don't be sluggish. So persevere. Move on to maturity so that you will not be sluggish, but imitators of those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. That's the goal of the Christian. Those who have become Christians, those who have been saved by God, your goal is to inherit the promises. So persevere towards that end, to glorify Christ. And so let us persevere, lest we remain in infancy and fall away. Let's pray. Our Father, we thank You for Your word here. We thank You for this warning. And we pray that You would cause us to move on from the elementary teachings. It perhaps is difficult to see. Some of these elementary teachings are concerning repentance or even baptism, which many struggle with understanding. for the resurrection of the dead, which we continually distrust and trust in ourselves and our own bodies. Understanding and acknowledging the judgment, the end times. Father, we pray that you, if it be your will, that you would allow all of us who are your people to move on from these things and on to maturity, that we would be able to teach, not just receive teaching, but be able to teach people about the love of God in Christ Jesus and these elementary teachings. That we would be able to tell people the gospel, and that we'd be able to know your word and be sanctified through it. And that we would live it out in our lives. It seems that these people here being addressed in Hebrews here, who are being warned, these Jewish Christians, that they perhaps knew a little bit of theology. They knew a little bit of your word. But they didn't live it out. They didn't continue on. They didn't move on to maturity and living out the doctrines of the scriptures. They just simply believed a little bit of it and stayed there. Well, Father, we pray that we would move on to maturity and that you would move us on to maturity by the working of your Spirit in our hearts. At your word, by your word, we would use your word, as we learned this morning in a Christian education class, we would use your word to evangelize and tell people the great deeds of the Lord, and not just simply stand back and receive your word week after week, not telling anyone of it, not telling anyone of your deeds and your great works and your salvation and your wonders. Lord, Father, we pray that you would cause us to persevere. And in that, we pray that you would preserve us. Because we cannot persevere without you working in us to preserve us and to keep us and to keep our souls from the evil one and from temptation and from sin. We need you that nothing would separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Not even anything in this world. But we need you to preserve us. Even preserve us from ourselves, our own sin. Father, we pray that you would be glorified, and this, your word being read and expounded, that you would receive all glory and praise to those who do persevere, and even to those who fall away. That you would show your promise and warning to be true. That those who remain in infancy, those who don't move on to maturity, will fall away. And let that not be anybody here who are of your people. Let them not fall away. For we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.